We're also keeping an eye on North Carolina. Governor Pat McCrory held a news conference this morning promising a special announcement. And it was thought he would talk about an executive order he signed yesterday, walking back parts of the state's controversial new religious freedom law, which has led businesses to pull out of the state. But instead, Governor McCrory talked about something completely different and took no questions. Just another twist in the ongoing saga over the law that's been dubbed the bathroom bill because one of its provisions requires that transgender people in schools and government buildings use restrooms that correspond with the gender on their birth certificate. Joining us from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, is Jeff Tiberi, Capitol Bureau Chief for Here and Now Contributing Station WUNC. Jeff, first of all, tell us more about what happened this morning at this news conference.
Sure. So the news conference today was to appoint a new director of the SBI, the State Bureau of Investigation, a move that will have to be confirmed by the legislature, something that is in no way connected to House Bill 2. This was, as you mentioned, shared with us in the media as a special announcement, had some thinking that it would very well be connected to the controversial legislation. But as is often the case in politics, it's about getting people in front of the leaders and then, you know, shifting the attention or at least attempting to shift the conversation.
And the governor taking no questions at that news conference. Let's listen to what he did say about this last night. This is a video statement from Governor McCrory announcing the changes that he had made to this controversial law.
After listening to people's feedback during the past several weeks on this issue, I have come to the conclusion that there's a great deal of misinformation, misinterpretation, confusion, passion, and frankly, selective outrage and hypocrisy, especially against the great state of North Carolina.
So, Jeff, what exactly did the governor change about this law and which parts of it still stand?
So it virtually all still stands. There was no significant change that happened with the executive order yesterday. What the governor did in part was he added protections for people based on sexual orientation and gender identity, state employees. What's interesting about this, though, to take it a step further, is that, okay, if that protection exists, the next question will become, what recourse is there? Thinking, okay, if you're a state employee and you are discriminated against based on sexual orientation, could you then file a lawsuit? But at the same time, House Bill 2 removes a provision, a longstanding, it's been in state law for about 40 years, a provision that lets people sue in state court based on discrimination. So at the same time, this is another piece of the bill, much broad and, you know, not related to this the so-called bathroom piece of it. The state litigation piece of it is something that the governor yesterday called on legislators to renew, essentially saying repeal this part of the bill so that people who are discriminated against can sue in state court. However, it is worth noting that the leading Republicans, the leader of the Senate, the state Senate, the leader of the state House, have both said up until this point there's been no change. They have no appetite to change any portion or part of this bill. So the governor is calling for a repeal of part of the bill, but there's no indication at this point that that's going to happen.
And of course, this is very personal for some people in North Carolina. This is Candace Cox, a transgender woman, speaking on CBS this morning, who met with the governor last month. Here's what she had to say.
I now find that fighting my own state and my own legislation in my own state is the hardest part about my transition.
Jeff, what happens now? Is there a chance that this law will be repealed because of all of the pressure from people who have a personal stake in this, also from businesses and musicians that have decided they don't want to perform in North Carolina? Is anything going to happen now to move the governor, to move some of these Republican lawmakers?
It is possible. I would certainly not bank on that or even bet on that. What we're hearing from political folks is that Republicans here have an indication, they have had their own polling, we haven't seen it, that this plays well for members of the General Assembly, people who represent parts of the state, and that they're, you know, sinking their heels in on this issue. This helps them in an election year. This is a wedge issue. For the governor, who is running in a very tight gubernatorial race, it's going to be one of the tightest in the country. This is something that he needs cover on, and this is something that he is trying to distance himself from to an extent. Is there going to be a repeal in the General Assembly? That would really surprise me. It's much more likely that this will play out in the federal courts later this year or not until 2017.
Jeff Tiberi with WUNC in North Carolina. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.